Good morning, everyone.
早晨好，大家早晨好。
Brothers and sisters, it's a joy for us to be here.
弟兄姐妹们，跟大家在一起特别的喜乐。
My name is Doug Loveday.
我的名字是 Doug Loveday.
This is my wife, Ruth.
我的妻子 Ruth.
We have been married for 53 years.
我们已经结婚53年了。
And we still like each other.
我们还喜欢彼此。
We even love each other.
对，不光是喜欢，还特别爱彼此。
So we have four children.
我们有四个孩子。
And we have another orphan who's a member of our family.
还有一个孤儿，他也成了我们家的一员。
And we have some grandchildren as well.
还有一些孙子孙女。
So just so you know, some of our grandchildren are not walking with the Lord.
也告诉大家，我们一些的孙辈的，他们并不一定还在主里面。
So this is always a concern on a parent's heart.
对，这对父母来说，永远就是挺担心的。
And this may be true for you also.
对你们可能这个也有这种的情况。
So we're together in this, aren't we?
所以我们都是在一起。
Right.
嗯。
So I wonder today if you would just put your hands together like this for a minute. Because we all came here carrying something this morning.
我们都把手举起来，嗯，因为我们都有一些负担，每一个人。
We came here carrying some burdens.
我们都有一些重担。
Some prayer requests that we have not seen the answer to that prayer yet.
我们都有一些祷告，然后还有一些是没有得到答案的。
And we're waiting on the Lord.
然后我们都在等候主。
But here's the amazing thing.
现在呢，有一些特别奇妙的事情。
Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden."
耶稣说到我这来，烦劳苦担重担的人到我这儿来。
And I will give you rest.
我就会给你们安息。
Peter told us, "Cast all your cares upon the Lord."
彼得告诉我们，卸下所有的重担给主。
Because he cares for you.
因为他顾念我们。
So we were carrying burdens. Just turn your hands over.
现在把手翻过来。
We throw those things at the feet of Jesus.
我们把这些重担都放在耶稣的脚前。
Because he cares for us.
因为他顾念我们。
And now we just open our hands again.
现在再把我们的手张开。
And we say, Lord Jesus, we come with our hands ready to receive from you.
主啊，我们就伸开我们的双手，就准备从你那里边得到。
Our minds are ready to listen to you, Lord.
我们的心思都已经准备好了听主的话。
Our hearts are ready to respond to your truth.
然后我们的心呢，也要接受到你的真理。
So teach us now, we pray.
嗯，主啊，教导我们吧，我们这样祷告。
In the powerful name of Jesus.
靠着主的名，主大能的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So I'm happy that you're going through the book of 1 Corinthians.
我特别高兴，现在呢，你们就是在读《哥林多前书》第一章。
The church at Corinth was a troubled church.
这个哥林多的教会呢，是有很多问题的教会。
They had some people dividing in the church.
他们在教会里边有很多的分裂。
The rich people were eating big meals, and the poor people were sitting at the end and starving over there.
对，富足的人呢，他们有很多吃的，还有一些贫穷的人在那个后面，就是在忍受着饥饿。
So God inspires Paul to write a letter to them.
然后神呢，就在保罗心里边动工，让他写了这么一封信。
And the first thing Paul does, he says, "I thank God for you."
上来保罗就说，我为着主感谢你们。
They weren't perfect Christians.
他们不是完美的基督徒。
But he was thanking God for them.
可是他却在主面前，感谢他们。
And then he tells them about the divisions that are happening in the church.
然后他就跟他们讲，目前教会正在发生的一些分裂。
And then he tells them that Jesus Christ is the wisdom and the power of God.
然后他就说耶稣基督呢就是神的智慧和大能。
How do we solve any of the issues in our church or in our lives?
那咱们怎么解决教会的这些问题和个人生活中的问题呢？
It's through the power and the wisdom of Jesus Christ.
就是通过神的智慧和大能。
So we remember from Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3.
记不记得希伯来书第三章第一节？
That the Son Jesus is the perfect radiance of God the Father.
然后，耶稣呢就是神的光，是第一章第三，希伯来书第一章第三节，他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
Jesus is the exact representation of God's being.
他呢是神本体的真相。
So we've seen God in the flesh.
然后我们就看到在肉身里边的神。
Giving his truth to us.
给我们真理。
Now, in this chapter, in chapter 2,
然后在这一章的第二章。
I think last...
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Last week you were looking at Paul saying, when I came to you, I was just talking about Jesus Christ and the cross.
然后保罗就说上次我来呢就是讲耶稣和十字架。
And he knew that in Corinth there were many philosophers and really big speakers.
然后他知道在哥林多有很多的哲学家，还有很多特别能讲话的人。
And Paul said, I came to you with very simple speech.
然后保罗说我却跟你们讲特别简单的言语。
He gave the simple truth of Jesus on the cross.
他说我就是讲耶稣的特别简单的道理。
So someone might say, well,then the truth of God, is it just simple?
然后有人就说了，神的道难道是特别简单的吗？
Is there no wisdom there?
难道没有智慧吗？
So Paul says in verse 6,
然后保罗就在第六节里边说，
We do speak a message of wisdom among the mature.
他说我们确实是在完全的人中我们讲智慧。
But the wisdom that God speaks is not the same wisdom as the world.
可是神说的智慧呢不是这个世上的智慧。
The wisdom that God speaks is higher than the wisdom of the world.
然后神的智慧呢是比世上的智慧更高的智慧。
And in verse 7, we read, we speak of God's secret wisdom.
然后第七节呢我们讲的就是神奥秘的智慧。
The word is a mystery.
这个词用的是奥秘。
The truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ was a mystery that was hidden beforehand.
对，这个呢，真理呢，神奥秘的智慧呢，是从前所隐藏的。
And now that mystery has been revealed in Jesus Christ.
现在这个所隐藏的呢，在耶稣的身上就彰显出来了。
So, what is the mystery?
所以这个奥秘是什么呢？
Part of the mystery is that the good news of Jesus is for all people everywhere.
这部分的真理就是这个福音呢是给所有的人，所有地方的所有人。
In the Old Testament, many of the Jews were confused.
在旧约的时候，很多犹太人他们就有点糊涂混淆。
They thought it was just for the Jews.
他们以为这就是给犹太人的。
Even though God had promised Abraham that it would be for the whole world.
虽然神已经跟亚伯拉罕许诺了，这是给全世界的人的。
So part of the mystery is that Jesus brings forgiveness for everyone who will turn to him.
所以这部分的奥秘呢，就是耶稣就是赦免所有的人，只要来到他面前的人，他都赦免他们。
It doesn't matter what your education.
不管你受的教育程度是怎么样。
It doesn't matter how rich you are.
也不管你是多么的富有。
It doesn't matter where you come from.
也不管你是从什么地方来的。
It doesn't matter what your language is.
也不管你说什么语言。
Jesus' forgiveness is for everyone who will believe in him.
耶稣就是赦免所有的相信他的人。
Isn't that wonderful?
是不是很棒啊？
We can say amen.
Amen.
Another part of the mystery is that God was going to bring Jews and Gentiles equally into his church.
还有另一个奥秘呢，就是神会把犹太人和其他的外邦人平等的一块带到教会。
So where there are racial differences,
所以比方说有种族的区别，
Jesus brings us equally into his body.
然后神呢就把他们平等的都带到他的身体里。
Jesus is truly the hope of the world.
耶稣才是真正的世上的希望。
Right now,
现在
there are 110 countries in the world that are at war.
现在全世界有110个国家，他们正在战争当中。
We think of the Middle East.
我们想到中东。
Israel and Gaza.
就是以色列和加沙。
We think of Ukraine.
我们想到乌克兰和俄国。
But we can go to many other places where there are war and fighting.
还有很多很多的地方在打仗。
Jesus is truly the Prince of Peace.
然后耶稣呢才是真正的和平之子。
And when people turn to Jesus, we become people of peace in the world.
然后如果人来到主的面前信主的话，我们也就成了世界的平安。
This was part of the mystery.
这也是奥秘的一部分。
So then we keep reading.
然后咱们接着读。
We speak of God's secret wisdom. I'm in verse 7. A wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began.
第七节就是讲我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。
I want you to think about these words that God revealed his mystery for our glory.
我就想让咱们大家思考一下，神告诉咱们这个奥秘呢，是为了让我们得荣耀。
Before we knew Christ,
在我们认识基督之前
we didn't have the glory of God.
我们没有神的荣耀。
But when we give our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ,
但是当我们把生命交给了我们的主耶稣
the Holy Spirit comes into our lives and seals us.
然后圣灵在我来到我们里面给了我们印记。
And we say we are in Jesus Christ and Christ is in us.
然后我们就说基督在我们里面。
So some of the glory of God is meant to shine through us.
所以耶稣的荣耀呢，就应该是从我们的生命里面彰显出来。
God provided a way of salvation for our glory.
神呢，给我们救恩是为了我们的荣耀。
So I'll tell you a story.
所以我现在想给你们讲一个故事。
A friend of mine was talking about going into a little business.
然后我的一个朋友想做一点生意。
And every time he went into this business, people were smiling.
然后他每次去做生意，大家都在微笑。
They were so friendly.
他们都特别的友好。
They would call him by name.
他们就叫称呼他的名字。
And they would do a service for him.
他们会为他提供服务。
And if it wasn't quite right, and he said, "Oh, this isn't right."
如果要不太对呢，他就说这个不太对。
They would smile and they would just make it right.
然后他们就会冲他微笑，就把他给改正过来。
And finally, this man said to them one day.
后来终于有一天，这个人跟他们说
I really like coming to your store.
然后他就说，哎呀，我真的是喜欢来你的这个店。
And they said to him, "Do you want to know why?"
然后他就说，你知道为什么吗
？They said, "We are Christians."
然后他说，我们是基督徒。
We are followers of Jesus.
我们是跟随耶稣的。
And we have given this business to God.
然后我们把这个生意呢交给了主。
And this is part of God's kingdom right here.
对，这就是神的国度的一部分，就在这里。
And we pray that every person who comes into our business will sense that there's something different here.
我们就想来我们生意，来我们店里这些人呢，来到这儿就会感觉到一些不同。
This is a beautiful vision for all of us, isn't it?
这真是对对于我们每个人来说都是特别美好的意象，对吧
？With our neighbors, with our family members,
跟我们的邻居，跟我们的家人。
At our workplace,
在我们工作的地方。
That some of the glory of God would be seen in us.
就是愿神的荣耀在我们的身上能够彰显。
And we would be able to tell them about Jesus.
然后我们呢就可以跟他们讲耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we read the next verse.
现在读下一节。
The glory of God. Yes. Now, verse 8. None of the rulers of this age understood the mystery, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
第八节，这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道，他们若知道，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上了。
When Jesus came here, the rulers of the world didn't understand who he was.
耶稣来的时候，这个世上的掌权的，他们不知道他是谁。
Now, who are the rulers of the world?
那谁是世上掌权的呢？
There were religious leaders, right?
有宗教领袖。
The Pharisees and the Sadducees and the chief priests.
有法老，还有什么撒都撒人，还有祭司。啊，法利赛人。
There were political leaders.
还有政治领袖。
There was Herod and Pontius Pilate.
有希律，还有比拉多。
Did they understand who Jesus was?
他们知道耶稣是谁吗？
They didn't.
他们不知道。
Otherwise, they would not have crucified him on the cross.
如果知道的话，就不会把他钉在十字架上了。
But that's only one level of the rulers.
可是那个只是一个层面上面的统治者。
In Ephesians chapter 6,
在以弗所书第六章。
We are told there that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and powers in the heavenly realms.
对，以弗所书第六章就是说，我们不是跟属血气的征战，而是跟天空属恶魔的掌权的人征战。
You know who that is?
你知道那个是什么吗
？That's Satan and his demons.
这个就是那个撒旦还有他的那些魔鬼。
Did Satan understand what Jesus would do on the cross?
撒旦知道那个他们要在耶稣在十字架上要做什么吗？
He did not understand.
他不明白。
When Jesus went to the cross,
耶稣上十字架的时候，
He took the sins of humanity upon himself.
他把人世间的罪都带到了他的身上。
Perfect, sinless Son of God.
他是完美的，没有罪的，是神的儿子。
Took the sins of the world upon himself.
把世界的罪都放在了他的身上。
And he paid the penalty on that cross.
他就是在十字架上付了这个代价，惩罚。
So that we could be released from the power of Satan.
所以我们就从撒旦的权势下面被释放出来了。
So we could be free to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
所以咱们就可以特别轻松、自由的、全心全意的爱我们的主。
If Satan knew what God was going to accomplish on the cross,
如果撒旦知道神在十字架上所要成就的事情，
he would not have done it.
他就不会这么做了。
This is part of the wisdom of God.
这个就是神智慧的一部分。
What Jesus did on the cross is so huge.
耶稣在十字架上做的事情太巨大了。
He forgives our sins.
他赦免了我们的罪。
He takes away our shame.
他把我们的羞耻都拿走了。
And he calls us his sons and his daughters.
他就管我们叫他的儿子，他的女儿。
He adopts us into his family.
他就把咱们加入到他的家。
Isn't this amazing?
这太棒了吧。
This is the wisdom of God, a higher wisdom than the world.
这个就是神的智慧，比世界上的智慧要高一层。
Now, in the world,
在这世上，
the gospel looks like foolishness.
这个福音听起来呢就是愚蠢的。
Is it true?
是吗？
Hey, It is.
确实是这样。
So I need to tell you about my friend John.
所以我想跟你们讲讲我的朋友 John 的事情。
John was a party boy.
John 呢，他就是特别爱参加 party 的这么一个人。
Okay, he worked all week and he partied all weekend.
他周间的时候就工作，周末的时候就是玩。
He was a funny guy.
他特别有意思。
He wanted to just live it up. Hey, it's life. Let's live it up.
对，他就想好好的过瘾，好好的生活。
And his sister became a born again Christian.
然后他的妹妹呢，成了一个重生的基督徒。
And she came to him and she said,John, you need to be born again.
然后这个妹妹就去跟丈说，你需要重生啊。
And John said, oh, that's foolishness.
然后丈就说，这个太愚蠢可笑了。
I'm doing fine.
我都活得挺好的。
But his sister would not stop.
可是她的妹妹还不停。
And she kept coming back to John, you need to come to church with me.
她一直跟她说，丈啊，你需要来教会啊，跟我一起来教会。
You need to be born again.
你需要重生啊。
Finally, he was so tired.
最后他也觉得挺累的。
He said, okay, I'll go.
他说，那好吧，我也跟你去吧。
And he went to church and he heard the good news of Jesus Christ.
然后他就去了，他就听到了耶稣的好消息。
He had never heard the Bible taught like this before.
他以前从来没有听人这么样的讲过圣经。
And he thought, oh, there's something there.There's something there.
他说，哎呀，这圣经里边真有一些什么东西啊。
So he kept coming back to church.
然后他就一直回到教会。
And a couple of times he prayed, oh, God help me, help me.
有几次他就祷告了，他说，神啊，帮助我吧。
And one day he was driving his car.
然后有一天呢，他就在开车。
And there was a big sign beside the road.
然后在路边呢，就有一个大广大牌子。
A Bible verse.
上面写着圣经里边的一句话。
Have you seen these?
哎，你们见过吗？这种牌子。
Sometimes you're driving in the country and there's a Bible verse on a big sign beside the road.
对，有时候开在乡村那种路上，就可以看见一个大牌子上面。
And this verse said, What does it profit a man?To gain the whole world and lose his soul.
那天那经文写的是，得到全世界又有什么益处呢？如果失掉了灵魂的话。
And John had driven past that sign many times before.
然后以前呢，约翰呢，他也开过那个牌子，开了很多回。
And always before, it made him angry.
以前他看了那个，他就挺生气的。
But this time.He pulled over.
可是这一回呢，他把车停下来了。
And he looked at the sign.
他看了那个牌子。
And he started to cry.
他就开始哭。
And he said, Oh, Jesus.
他说，主啊。
This was foolishness to me before.
这个以前在我看来就挺愚蠢的。
But now I see it's the truth.
可是现在我却看到了真理。
I'm spending my whole life trying to gain the whole world.
以前我就所有的生命我都是想得到这个全世界的。
And I'm losing my soul.
可是我却把我的灵魂失掉了。
Come into my life and forgive my sins.
来到我的生命中吧，赦免我的一切的罪吧。
I want to live for you.
我想为你而活。
This, the Holy Spirit is the one who changes our opinions.
圣灵他就能够改变我们的想法。
When the Holy Spirit comes in, we begin to have the mind of Christ.
圣灵进到我们里边之后呢，我们就可以有耶稣的心。
So that what looked like foolishness before,
以前看着是愚蠢的。
Now we see, oh, this is the truth.
现在却发现，这个是真理啊。
John has become, he helped to plant a church.
然后 John 呢还帮助建立了一个教会。
Like this one?
就像这样子的，就像咱们这儿的教会。
They used to meet in a school.
他们以前也是在一个学校。
Just like this.
就像现在这样子，以前也在学校。
Eventually they built a building, church building.
然后他们盖了一个教堂建筑。
And Ruth and I were the pastors there for 25 years.
然后我的妻子 Ruth 和我在那块儿就牧会了25年。
We saw many people come to faith in Jesus and be baptized and follow the Lord.
然后我们看到很多很多人信主了，受洗了，跟随主。
Because this sister was bold enough to speak about Jesus to her brother John.
因为这个妹妹也许是姐姐，她特别大胆勇敢，她就一直跟她的这个哥哥或者是弟弟这样一直跟她讲。
The Holy Spirit was the one who changed John's mind.
这个圣灵改变了约翰的心。
But his sister was the one who was bold enough to plant those seeds about Jesus.
可是她妹妹很勇敢，很大胆，种了这个种子。
Now I hope this is an encouragement to you.
希望这个对你们大家也是一个鼓励。
Because when you talk to people about Jesus,
因为当你们跟别人讲耶稣的时候，
they might look at you.
他们可能看着你。
I thought you were educated.
他们会说，还以为你是受过教育的呢。
Only foolish people believe in God and Jesus.
只有愚蠢的人才会相信神和耶稣。
Then we will be fools for Christ.
然后我们就是在耶稣里边，我们就成了愚蠢。
When we plant those seeds,
然后当我们种下那些种子的时候，
the seeds of faith in Jesus,
然后耶稣里边的信。
The Holy Spirit helps seeds to grow.
然后圣灵呢就可以帮助那些种子成长。
Our part is to be bold enough to speak of Jesus to our friendships.
呀，我们要做的就是要大胆的跟我们的朋友讲耶稣。
So the question this morning is, do I really have the mind of Christ?
今天早上要问咱们大家的就是，我们有没有耶稣基督的心？
Because the mind of Christ is that no one should perish, but that all will come to eternal life.
因为耶稣基督的心就是不想让一人沉沦，想让所有的人得救，万人得救。
When I have the mind of Jesus Christ,
当我有耶稣基督的心的时候，
I will have a love for my neighbors,
我就会对我的邻居有爱心，
a love for the people at work,
对我工作单位的人也有爱心，
and want to share the good news of Jesus with them.
然后我就想跟他们分享主耶稣的好消息。
So we read verse 9.
现在读第九节。
However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him, but God has revealed it to us by his Spirit.
第九节是说，如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了。
God has revealed this to us. It was a mystery before, but now it has been revealed to us.
以前是奥秘，现在呢却向我们显明了。
Jesus is referred to here as the Lord of glory.
这里边呢，耶稣就是说他就是荣耀。
In verse 8.
这是在第八节里边说的。
So, how could one man dying on a cross, how could he save so many people?
怎么会一个人在十字架上死了，可是却救了这么多人？
This is also a mystery, isn't it?
这也是一个奥秘，对吧？
It seems like foolishness to the world.
这个在世界看来就是挺愚蠢的。
But in verse 8, Jesus is referred to as the Lord of glory.
可是第八节呢，却是说这是荣耀的主。
If it was just any man on a cross and dying, that wouldn't have done anything.
如果就是任何一个人，随便一个人在十字架上死了的话，那真的是没有什么作用。
But this term referring to Jesus, the Lord of glory.
可是这块说呢，确实说的是荣耀的主。
is the same term that's used in the Psalms.
这个在诗篇里也常常这么用。
Chapter 24.
那个诗篇24章里边是这么说的。
So I want to read that to you for a moment. Psalm 24.
我现在给你们读一下诗篇的24篇。
The Lord of Glory, or the King of Glory. Psalm 24, verse 7.
现在读一下24章的第7节。
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory, or the Lord of Glory, may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is he, the King of Glory? The Lord Almighty. He's the King of Glory.
好的，读一下第7到第10节啊。众城门呐，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户，你们要被举起。那荣耀的王将要进来，荣耀的王是谁呢？就是有力有能的耶和华，在战场上有能的耶和华。众城门呐，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户，你们要把头抬起。那荣耀的王将要进来，荣耀的王是谁呢？万军。
This term really lifts up Jesus very, very high.
对，这几节经文确实是把耶稣抬得很高很高。Lift
up your heads, O ye gates.
他是说，众城门呐，你们要抬起头来。Be
lifted up, you ancient doors.
永久的门户，你们要被举起。That
the King of Glory may come in.
那荣耀的王将要进来。He's
really referring to the King of the universe.
他说的就是宇宙的王。
Almighty God above all.
是大能的王，万王之王。
This is Jesus dying on the cross, being lifted up.
这个就是在十字架上受死的耶稣被抬起来，举起来。
And if you remember when Jesus when he came into Jerusalem riding on a donkey,
如果你记着耶稣骑着驴进到耶路撒冷的时候,
was a fulfillment of this prophecy in Psalm 24.
那个就是诗篇24篇的预言成就了的那一段。
That the gates were opened up and the King of Glory rode in humbly on his donkey.
对，那城门打开了，然后神呢，他就谦卑的骑着驴进来。
And there was great worship of him that day.
那一天都很多人都在崇拜他。But
by the time Friday came, they were nailing him on a cross.
可是到了周五的时候，他们却把他钉在了十字架上。
He is the King of Glory.
他是荣耀的王。
Jesus above all.
耶稣在一切之上。
For when he died on the cross.
他在十字架上受死的时候。
2 Corinthians 5, verse 21.
然后这个是那个哥林多后书第5章。
God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that in him, in Christ, we might become the righteousness of God.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21。神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。Okay.
So, God made him who had no sin to be sin.
神让那个没有罪的替我们成为罪。
Who was it who crucified Jesus on the cross?
谁把耶稣钉在了十字架上？
Maybe we say, oh, it was Pontius Pilate or the Romans or the Jews or something.
也许我们会说是比拉多，是罗马人或者是犹太人。
This was the plan of God Almighty.
可是这个呢是全能的神他的一个计划。
And Jesus said, I will do it.
然后耶稣说行，我愿意这么做。
God made him who knew no sin.
神让他这本来没有罪的。
Jesus, who never sinned in his whole life.
耶稣他的整个一生他就从来没有犯过罪。
God made him who knew no sin to be sin.
神呢让他根本就不知道什么是罪的，让他就成为了罪。
He took the sins of the world upon himself.
他把全世界的罪都放在了他的身上。
And I think sometimes about the pain of the nails in his hands and his feet.
我们想到在他手上和脚上的那些钉子。
And the crown of thorns upon his head.
还有荆棘的那个冠冕在他的脑袋上。
And the whipping on his back.
还用鞭子打他的后背。
That physical pain.
那个肉体的疼痛。
But then I think about the spiritual pain.
然后我也想到了灵里边的。
Of the Holy One.
这圣洁的人。
Being saturated in the sins of the world.
他就全被这个世界的罪都把他给浸满了。
What a sacrifice that was.
这个真是多大的一个牺牲啊。
And why would he do this?
为什么他做这个？为什么他这么做呢？
The scripture says, for us.
经常是说是为着我们的缘故。
Because of his love for us.
因为他对我们的爱。
To deliver us.
他是想把我们从罪里救出来。
To break the chains of sin.
把那个罪的捆绑给。
To give us his presence all the days of our life.
他就把那些罪的捆绑去掉。
And to take us to heaven forever when we die.
对，然后他要永远跟我们同在，当我们。
To make us new people.
让我们死的时候可以去天堂，把我们变成新人。
The King of Glory, the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣就是荣耀的主。
What we're talking about today, the beauty of Jesus and the gospel.
今天呢，我们就是讲耶稣的和福音的美。
This looks like foolishness to other people.
对别人看来呢，像是愚蠢的。
So we move to verse 14 now.
现在咱们要读这个第十四节。
The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they're spiritually discerned.
然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
This helps us understand why sometimes our non-Christian friends don't understand what we're talking about.
这也就帮助我们了解到为什么我们的没信主的朋友就听不明白我们在说什么。
It's just the way it is.
这事情就是这样子的。
But verse 15, the spiritual person makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any person's judgment.
这个第十五节是这么说的，属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一人能看透了他。
For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心了。
My brothers and sisters,
我的弟兄姐妹们呀，
if you've received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior,
如果你接受了耶稣基督做你个人的救主，
you have the Holy Spirit in you,
你们就有了圣灵在你们里面，
and you have the mind of Christ,
然后你们就有了基督的心。
Are we feeding the mind of Christ?
我们是不是要多一些基督的心？
Or are we starving the mind of Christ?
还是说我们越来越少，没有了圣灵？
How do we feed the mind of Christ?
我们怎么才能够有基督的心呢？
The truth of the Word of God feeds the mind of Christ in us.
这个经文就会让我们有基督的心。
So the Holy Spirit of God uses the Word of God.
神的圣灵用神的话
to transform the sons and daughters of God,
去改变我们这些神的儿女。
To become more like Jesus, the Son of God.
让我们越来越像主耶稣。
All for the glory of God.
都是为着神的荣耀。
Can I say that again?
可以再说一遍，我可以再讲一遍吗？
The Holy Spirit of God.
先是神的圣灵。
Uses the Word of God.
用神的话。
To change the sons and daughters of God.
改变神的众儿女的心。
To be more like Jesus, the Son of God.
让我们越来越像神子耶稣。
All for the glory of God.
都是为着神的荣耀。
This is the wisdom of God.
这就是神的智慧。
This is the mind of God to change our hearts.
这就是神的心想要改变我们的心。
And cause us to show His glory out in the world.
让我们在这世界里头把耶稣的把主的荣耀彰显出来。
So I have another story.
现在呢，我还有另一个故事。
And I heard this testimony a few years ago over at Don Valley Bible Chapel.
这是几年前我在那个就是 DVBC 那个地方听到的一个故事。
There were baptisms from Toronto China Bible Church.
那块呢有多伦多华夏圣经教会的一个洗礼。
I think about 35 people were baptized that day.
那一天大约有35个人受洗了。
New believers.
都是新的信主的。
And one woman shared her testimony.
然后有一个姐妹呢，她就跟大家分享了她的见证。
She said, I came from China to work in a big company in Toronto.
她说我从中国来的，在多伦多的一个大公司里面工作。
She said, I was an atheist.
她说我是一个无神论者。
I knew there's no God.
我知道没有神。
And I thought people who believed in God were foolish.
我就觉得信主的人啊，就是挺愚蠢的人。
And so she was working in this big company.
她就在这个大公司里边工作。
And there was a woman who worked close to her.
然后有一个女的呢，就在她旁边跟她工作，一块工作。
And this woman was a Christian.
然后那个女的是一个基督徒。
And so the proud woman.
然后这个特别骄傲的这个女的呢。
She sort of made fun of the other woman.
她就取笑旁边的那个人。
But then, in her own life, her son, her only son, began to get into trouble in school.
然后在他的实际生活当中呢，他自己的儿子在学校里边惹了一些麻烦。
And he got in trouble with the law.
然后是牵扯到法律上面的麻烦。
And this mother tried everything she could do to help her son, but she couldn't.
他就想尽了一切办法能够帮助儿子的，可是也没有什么办法。
And when the woman was coming to work, she was really troubled.
然后这个女的一上班的时候，她就真的是挺难过的。
And her Christian friend listened to her.
然后她的这个基督徒朋友呢，就认真的倾听她。
And showed empathy for her.
然后就非常的同情她。
And in the end, she said, "My friend."
然后结尾的时候，她就说，我的朋友啊。
If you would come to our church, Jesus can help you.
如果你能够来到我们的教会，耶稣能够帮助你。
And the woman said, when she came with her friend and stepped into the church.
然后这个女的就说，她跟她的朋友进到教会之后。
She felt a peace in her life.
她就感觉到有了平安。
For the first time.
这是第一次生命当中感到平安。
How do you explain that?
你怎么解释这个问题呢？
This is part of the mystery of the Holy Spirit working.
这个真是圣灵的奥秘的，这个奥秘，圣灵在动工。
What was foolishness to her before? Now was bringing her peace.
以前在她看来是愚蠢的事情，现在却给她带来了平安。
And she heard about what Jesus did for her in the cross and his powerful resurrection.
然后她听到了耶稣在十字架上为她做的，还有这个复活的大能。
She confessed her pride and her sin to the Lord.
然后她就跟主认罪，她的骄傲啊什么，她就跟主认罪。
She repented.
她 他就认了他的罪。
And she turned to the Lord Jesus.
然后他就回。
She believed in Jesus.
他就回转到神面前。
And that day she was being baptized.
然后那一天呢，他就那个信受洗了。
But she needed a Christian friend to be there to help her, encourage her, and point her to Jesus.
可是他需要一个基督徒的朋友在他的旁边，告诉他、指引他、告诉他有主。
This is the wisdom of God.
这个就是神的智慧。
So I want to pray for you today.
我今天呢想为大家祷告。
You have the mind of Christ.
你们呢就是有基督的心。
Do we also have the boldness to speak to the people in our life about Jesus?
那我们有没有这样子勇敢的心呢？跟着我们周围的人讲基督。
And are we feeding the mind of Christ more and more in our life?
我们有没有越来越多把基督的心就是浇灌到我们自己
？So the Holy Spirit is directing us.
然后圣灵就可以引领我们了。
I wonder if you'd stand up.
希望大家都站起来。
We come to you just now, great God of all creation.
主啊，创造的主啊，我们来到你的面前。
You are the Most High God.
你是最高的至高之神。
There was no one above you.
在你之上就没有别的了。
There was no one like you.
没有人像你。
We are amazed, God, that you would humble yourself and come here.
主啊，我们真的很惊叹，你就是谦卑了自己来到我们当中。
You came in the person of Jesus.
你以耶稣的形象来到我们当中。
You humbled yourself.
你降卑自己。
To become a human.
变成人的样子。
To become a servant.
变成一个仆人。
You humbled yourself to death.
然后你就是谦卑至死。
Not just any death, but the death on the cross.
不是任何一种死的方法，而是在十字架上死。
Because of your amazing love for us.
因为你对我们的奇妙的、奇异的爱。
Lord, we confess that this looks like foolishness to the world.
主啊，我们承认这个在世人看来像是愚蠢的。
But this is the high, very high wisdom of God Almighty.
可是我们知道这是全能神的特别高的一种智慧。
Lord, I pray today that you will strengthen our faith.
主啊，我真是祷告你能够坚定我们的信心。
I pray that you will give us boldness with our friends who do not know you yet.
主啊，求你给我们勇敢的心，跟我们那些还不认识你的朋友讲。
Help us, Lord, that the glory of the Lord would be seen in us.
主啊，求主帮助我们，让主的荣耀能够在我们的身上彰显出来。
And that we will speak about Jesus to our friends.
然后我们就可以跟我们的朋友讲耶稣的事。
And that your Holy Spirit will open their eyes.
然后你的圣灵呢就会开他们的眼睛。
And help them to see the beauty and the power of God in the face of Jesus.
然后让他们就从耶稣身上就能够看到主的大能和美好。
And I pray, Lord, if there's someone here today.
主啊，我祷告，如果我们当中有谁。
Who does not know you as personal savior?
还不认识你，还没有把你当成个人的救主。
That today they would open up their heart and mind to you.
我们就愿意今天他们就愿意敞开他们的心。
Confess their sin to you.
向你承认他们的罪。
And invite you into their life.
然后把你接到他们的生命当中。
As their savior and lord.
做他们的主和救主。
So help us, Lord, to love you with all of our heart and soul and mind.
主啊，让我们全心全意的爱你，尽心尽意的爱你。
Because we have the mind of Christ.
因为我们有基督的心。
We thank you in Jesus' powerful name.
我们奉着主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Thank you.